Good evening, family. I'm an addict recovering from the disease of addiction. My name is Mustafa. First and foremost, I want to thank God for the gift of the moment. And I want to thank each and every one of you for participating in your recovery. And the gentleman that I'm going to introduce to you this evening is a gentleman that him and I shared the same clean day, February 2nd. He arrived here in 94, and I arrived here in 88. And if for those of you that are familiar, February 2nd is Groundhog Day. And I guess it was a blessed day because we were both fortunate to come out of the shadows and get into the light. And one of the things about being on this path of recovery is that you get to meet a lot of great people. To say that you get to meet a lot of good people would be minimizing them. And he carries a hell of a message because he shares for relief and not for effect. He comes from his heart, and in order to reach the spirit, you have to come from the spirit. He comes from a place called Chicago. They call it the Windy City. So when he shares, you may find yourself in some turbulence. But the only turbulence that we really feel is the identification of who we really are. And you know, it's one thing about the truth. Before it will set you free, it will piss you off. Another thing about the truth is that it is a holler, even at a whisper. So I'm going to present to you a dear friend, a person whose recovery I admire and I respect. And with that, I'll give you Melvin from Chicago.
Leave the family. My name is Melvin. I'm an addict. Clean today only through God's amazing grace. I need to always thank God for sponsorship and thank God for the fellowship as well as the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Would you join me in a moment of silence so I can ask God to continue to direct my life? Thank you. Once again, family, my name is Melvin. I'm an addict. Clean today only through God's amazing grace. I need to always thank God for sponsorship and thank God for the fellowship as well as the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, somebody asked me, say, how do you feel being here? And I'm trying to figure out what they were talking about. Because God done blessed me spiritually where I ain't uncomfortable around different nationalities. Because the literature says that out of desperation, we sought help from Narcotics Anonymous. But it didn't tell you what nationality it was. Page 19 of the basic text said that the only hope only means one way. Say the only hope we got is to live by the example of those who have faced our dilemma and found a way out. It didn't tell you what nationality it was. It says that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another without parallel, that means can't nothing be compared to it. It didn't tell you what nationality it was. So you want to know how I feel right here? Good. Great. No, I ain't at no certain Narcotics Anonymous convention. I'm at a Narcotics Anonymous convention. Whenever I'm asked to speak, I always read the last paragraph of Tradition 5. It says, what is our message? The message is that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Our message is hope and the promise of freedom. When all is said and done, our primary purpose can only be to carry a message to the addict who still suffers, because that's all we had to give. Page 20, when it talks about step one, it says, our inability to control our use of drugs is a symptom of the disease of addiction. We are powerless not only over drugs, but over our addiction as well. We need to admit this fact in order to recover. Addiction is a physical, mental, and spiritual disease that affects every area of our lives. What is our message? The message that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, physical, lose the desire to use, mental, and find a new way to live, which is spiritual. Always read December the 5th out of Just for the Day. I put my glasses on. Yeah. Those who want to recover, December the 5th. We have seen the program work for any addict who honestly and sincerely wants to stop using drugs. Basic text, page 10. How do we know when someone honestly and sincerely wants to stop using drugs? The truth is that we don't know, because we cannot read minds or know another's motives and desires. We simply have to hope for the best. We may talk to a newcomer at a meeting and think we'll never see them again, only to find them several years later doing well in their recovery. We may be tempted to give up on someone who keeps relapsing or doesn't get clean right away, but we must not. No matter how unwilling someone may seem, a simple fact remains. The addict is at a meeting. We may never know the results of our 12-step work. It is not up to us to gauge the willingness of a newcomer. The message we carry is a part of us. We carry it everywhere and share it freely, leaving the results to a power greater than ourselves. Just for today, I will share my recovery with any addict, anywhere, anytime, and under any circumstances. I will leave the results to my higher power. First and foremost, I want to thank God for everything. I want to thank God for all he's done. I want to thank God for all he's doing. And I want to thank God for whatever he got planned for me, because I know that his plans are a lot better than my plans for myself. Also, I want to thank VRC 22 Programming Committee and Convention Committee for asking me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope. Also, my mother is 80 years old. I took my mother to the hospital 3 times, and they was telling my mother she had an infection. And by my mother being a diabetic and having a heart problem, they said they were going to have to stick some kind of tube down in her and break up the infection. The third time, my mother said that she had to go to the hospital again because she couldn't stand the stomach pain. When we rushed her to the hospital, the doctor said she could have died because her appendix was ruptured. When they gave her emergency surgery, not only was her appendix ruptured, they had to remove part of her colon. The doctor said that it's only through the mercy as well as the grace of God my mother's still living. If we hadn't have got her to the hospital, that she would have died. So I want to thank Roberta and Troy. I'm talking about, stayed in contact with me, kept my mother in their prayers. I want to thank Thais and Jeff, they're here from Birmingham, for coming here to support me and keeping my mother in their prayers. I want to thank Ben and Donnie. I want to thank Glendora. I want to thank Mustafa. Immensely, I want to thank Pete, I want to thank Larry, and I want to thank anybody else that kept my mother in their prayers and supported and helped me get through so that I can get here today. Because listen, as I get to talking, I got some good lungs. So if you want somebody that, you know, well, hey, my name, no, that ain't me. And usually, I don't put these kind of clothes on. Anybody know me, know I'm fine with blue jean t-shirt, but my sponsor told me that I need to begin to learn how to grow up. So when you see me around here laughing and like to, you know, have fun, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so grateful to God that he hadn't brought me up out the gutter. And look, this really gassing me. You know, I was kind of nervous when I came up here. You know what I mean? But y'all helped me to relax. Because I'm going to tell you something about new people. You know, if a dog chased me, and you new people, y'all watching the dog chase me, and I jump a fence, and y'all say, you know what? I didn't know you could jump that fence, Melvin. I said, I didn't either. But what the dog did was help bring out my potential. So that's what Narcotics Anonymous do for the new person. See, you didn't know that you could stay clean, but we help bring out your potential. And then we help you reach inside yourself and bring out all the greatness of anything. Right now, you got the opportunity from this day forward to be anything you want to be. See, when I got here in 1994, they had psychics. They say he'll never be here 30 days. He'll never be here 60 days. I've been here 10 years, 9 months, and 20-something days. So you need to understand something. You can get misinformed and misdirected right inside the room with Narcotics Anonymous. That's why I don't buy into everything I hear inside the room. You know, you hear people around here tell you fake it till you make it. I wasn't faking like I was in no condemned building when I got here. I was in a condemned building for real. I wasn't faking like I was dirty, nasty, greasy, and fucking. I was dirty, nasty, greasy, and fucking for real. I wasn't faking like I was eating out the garbage when I got here. I was eating out the garbage for real. I wasn't faking like I had no drug problem when I got here. I had a drug problem for real. So how you gonna give me a fake solution to a real problem? You got people right here tell you, you know, like they got some special type of recovery. What worked for me might not work for you. Well, you better find out what they're working with, because the truth will work for anybody. You understand, when I got here in 1994, you understand, the bum. I was more willing to die than I was to live. See, I'm not no person. I'm talking about Melvin's belief system. I don't believe there's no such thing as a foxhole prayer. I don't believe that. Because I believe that the God I serve don't ignore prayer. I believe God hears your prayers whether you mean them or not. But I believe how sincerely you pray is directly in proportion to what you receive. Because God knows your heart. You still got psychics in here. Soon as somebody used, they say, see, I know he was going back out there. Why you didn't know what to do to keep him in here? I know she was going back out there. Why you didn't know what to do to keep her in here? Yeah, it tells you that those who regularly make our meeting can stay clean, but it don't say nothing about recovery. You get the IP private, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. It'll tell you that you can probably stay clean from making meetings. But it says if you want to stay clean and experience recovery, you will have to make a beginning on the 12 steps. Because you got some psychics in here right now. I done made it this far. It works high and wide when it talks about step 3. It say, when once we focus only on not using, we now can appreciate the many things that make our lives so valuable. We savor the laughter and the joy we hear expressed so abundantly in our meetings. As recovery becomes more central in our lives, and we internalize the principles embodied in the steps, our view of the world changes profoundly. As our awareness grows, so does our appreciation and faith in a higher power. If we pause to reflect on our lives at this stage of our recovery, we will see that we have experienced dramatic personal growth. The relief we experience as a result of working the first 3 steps is only a glimpse of the growth we can experience through working the 12 steps. Look, check this out. I want to get right to the steps, the new people. Check out the first step. The first step said we admitted we was powerless over our addiction and our lives have become unmanageable. Listen to that. It said we admitted we was powerless over our addiction and our lives have become unmanageable. Let's look at the word powerless. It's a word that's got a suffix and a prefix, power and less. Wherever you see the word L-E-S-S, that means without. Like if you're homeless, you without a place to stay. If you penniless, that means you without money. But even though it means without, it means that which you can change. Because if you penniless, you can get a job, create your income, and you no longer penniless. If you homeless, you can get into a program to help you with housing, and now you no longer homeless. If you powerless, once you surrender, then you had a power of choice. But I say powerless over addiction, so I asked my sponsor, I say, what is addiction? He said addiction is a sick psychological or pathological reaction to anything with life-damaging consequences and is not limited to drugs and alcohol. I say, tell me that again. He said addiction is a sick psychological or pathological reaction to anything with life-damaging consequences and is not limited to drugs and alcohol. When I say sick, sick implies there's an illness. What is my illness? I suffer from the disease of addiction. How do you deal with an illness? You deal with an illness three ways. Medication, treatment, or therapy. We talk about the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. No matter how you come in here, we can help you feel better before you leave. That's therapeutic. We can give you some hope that things will get better. That's therapeutic. You see the power of something working in here. That's therapeutic that ain't working out there. So he says sick psychological. So if I ask, I say, Mustafa, I want you to psychologically leave the room. Somebody said, how you going to do that? When you hear the word psychic, all psychic means dealing with the mind. All logical means what makes good sense to the mind and what makes good sense. To have money in your pocket and know your kids hungry enough to faint, and instead of buying food, you go buy a bag, that don't make good sense to the mind, and that don't make good sense. Having money in my pocket and going eating out the garbage, that don't make good sense to the mind, and that don't make good sense. Being dirty, nasty, greasy, and funky every day, and when somebody give me some clothes rather than put them on, I try to trade them for a hit, that don't make good sense to the mind, and that don't make good sense. That means there was something wrong with the way I think. But I said sick psychological and pathological. If you ask me right now, Melvin, what you keep picking that book up for? I say, I don't know. Pathological means repetition. It means the repetitious behavior to do something over and over again against my will and can't explain why. Like using. Pathological, I constantly keep doing something over and over again against my will and can't explain why. Like using. You know how you get the check? Then you be sitting up like a mule chewing ice. You done got broke. And look, Pete, they be talking about, they be trying to say next month I ain't going to do it again. And they be saying, well, you know, and I'm telling you, Kevin, look, this is their honest intentions. When they get that check in 30 days, they don't want to mess it up again. So I ask my sponsor, I say, well, listen, what makes me powerless over the addiction? He said, because Melvin, you suffer from an obsession of the mind. I said, well, what's an obsession? He said, an obsession is a fixed idea or emotion. That means a fixed idea or emotion based on how I think or how I feel. He said, obsession is a fixed idea or emotion that predicts, dictates, or controls one life or behavior. I was living a lifestyle that had a predictable outcome. Because soon somebody see me with some money, they say, watch that fool, go get it back. Then I said, dictates, watch he go down in the basement. But I said, predict, dictates, and control. Say, watch he come up out that basement looking stupid. Say, ask him something, now he can't talk. Where you been? So I had something that every time I put it in me, I no longer control the way I live or the way I act. So I asked my sponsor, I said, well, what makes me powerless over the obsession? He said, well, look at page 5. I said, okay. For the new people, we still on step 1. Page 5 say, page 5 of the basic text, that's right. It say, like other incurable diseases, addiction can be arrested. Arrested means locked up, put away, or under safekeeping. We agree that there is nothing shameful about being an addict, provided we accept our dilemma honestly. A dilemma is an unsatisfactory alternative. I couldn't deal with life and I couldn't stop using. No longer am I in that dilemma. It says, accept our dilemmas honestly. My name is Melvin, I'm an addict. And take positive action. The positive action is making a beginning on the 12 steps. It says, we are willing to admit without reservation. A reservation is something hidden or concealed. Without reservation that we are allergic to drugs. Common sense tells us it would be insane to go back to the source of our allergy. What is an allergy? An allergy is an unnatural reaction to a substance or a beverage once inside the human body. Tell me that again. An allergy is an unnatural reaction to a substance or a beverage once inside the human body. What's the unnatural reaction? The compulsion. My inability to stop once I get started. See, that was good information for me. See, what I learned in the first step, that a man can't see no further than he can think, and a man can't think no further than he can see. All I could think about was a bag, so all I could see was using. All I could see was using, so all I could think about was a bag. If I take a hit, this mic, everything else going up out of here. Because my mind tell me I'm invisible now. See, my mind don't see no consequences. My mind don't see jail. My mind don't see no repercussion. All my mind see now is a hit. My mind say, all you people, can't nobody see me. See, the only thing about a fixed idea, what makes the obsession of fixed ideas so powerful, it's able to take over all other ideas. So by you being new, let me help you with a picture of the obsession. You know how you have some money? And you say, I ain't gonna buy my kids no Jordan, I'm gonna buy them some Payless. That sounds like a good idea. You say, I ain't gonna take my kids to the mall, but I'm gonna take them to the secondhand store. That sounds like a good idea. You say, I ain't gonna put no more water in their cereal, I'm gonna buy some real milk. That sounds like a good idea. But we ain't talking about good ideas, we talking about fixed ideas. See? So before I do all these wonderful ideas, I got a fixed idea. Let me go get one first. See, now once I go get one, once I give in to the obsession, the fixed idea that predicts, dictates, or controls one life of behavior. Don't matter how much money I have, when I go get one, when I give in to the obsession, I'm going to get broke. I ain't going to buy nothing. Because once I give in to the obsession and I put it in my body, then my body takes over. And once my body takes over, it no longer has nothing to do with my mind. See, I can't drink a drug because of my mind. I can't stop because of my body. So it don't matter. What I need you to understand me learn how to do is be abstinent from all drugs in order to recover. So then we came to step 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Check this out. You know the earth. When the earth that we're living in, it rotates. Now the explanation for it, it says relatively toward the sun. Now a relative is somebody, the closest person outside your immediate family. So that means that when the earth rotates close to the sun, that you begin to see the springtime. You begin to know summer is coming because you see life blossom. You begin to see things grow. You begin to see things unfold. But now, when the sun, the earth, moves away from the sun, then you begin to see the autumn. You begin to see things, the leaves lead a tree. You begin to see things die. You begin to see things suffer. But the earth is controlled by a force. And that force is guided by a will. And that will is controlled by God. So if I move toward God, I begin to see my life unfold. I begin to see my life blossom. I begin to live. As I move away from God, then the leaves begin to fall off the tree. I begin to suffer, and I begin to die on the inside. So you got people in here that tells you, they say, well, look, I don't believe in God because I can't see him. Well, let's work with you for a minute. Show me the air in this room. Show me the air in this room. You can't see it. But if this air leave, everything you can see gonna leave with it. So what's more important right now? What you can see or what you can't see? The reason you can't see the air, because it's in spirit form. See, when we tell the newcomer, we tell the new people, they say, you know, we say this is a spiritual, not religious program. And they walk up and ask you, they say, well, Melvin, why is this a spiritual, not religious program? Then you be like Scooby-Doo, huh? It's very important, the information that we give them. The reason this is a spiritual program, because physically you feed yourself with food. Spiritually, we feed ourselves with spirit. Just like, what's your name? Ricky. And what's your name? What's your name? Kim. If I tell Kim, I say, Kim, I'm going to slap Ricky's brains out. And Kim say, well, Melvin, if you slap Ricky, you going to jail. I can see going to jail in my mind. If I say, Kim, I'm going to slap Ricky, she say, you slap Ricky, Ricky might kill you. I can see getting killed in my mind. She say, if you slap Ricky, everybody in here going to slap you. I can see everybody in here slapping me in my mind. So what Kim's words had the power to do is to create an image in my mind. That image was strong enough for me to see the consequences, and not slapping Ricky ain't such a good idea no more. So spiritually, Kim done fed me. Same way with the new people. We talk about, well, in Chicago, our meetings is 2 hours. We talk about for 2 hours about not using. We talk about the consequences of using. And you see the consequences of using in your mind. Those words are powerful enough to create an image in your mind, and just for the day, you don't want to use no more. You don't want no man doing anything and anything to you, do you, Kim? Do you want somebody taking advantage and misusing you, Ricky? You can see that in your mind, can't you? So just for the day, if you don't use, you ain't got to worry about that. That's why we spiritually feed each other with words, because you can't see my words because they're in spirit form. But they had a power to create an image to change my mind about the way I think about something negative. See, we talking about come to believe in a power. All insanity is the inability to see the truth. Sanity is the ability to see the truth. God is restoring you to the ability to see the truth. You coming to believe in a power. Look, if you just walk through the door, God is restoring you to sanity. You see something in here working. We have room for... Well, I know I ain't got no dope. We have room for the people that say we ain't got no dope. You know, but we ain't using it right now. So you see, look, people in here got clean clothes. You hear people say, well, you got a gold chain. You think you set my soul, dude. Because the only way I quit thinking I was nothing, y'all told me I could be something. They tell me, well, it ain't about the jury. It's about anything you want. Lost dreams awaken, new possibilities arise. It was people in here talking about they was homeless and the day own homes. It was people in here talking about they was car thieves the day they car salesmen. It was people talking about they was staying in condemned buildings the day they own buildings. It was people that come in here with no business that they own businesses. That's what it's about coming to believe. Prosperity. That you the hope, whatever you got, that I can obtain it too. That if I come out the gutter, you show me how to live. You got people here too, I got a program and I act like it. That ain't what the literature say. My acting days is over. It say find a new way to live, not a new way to act. The third step, when it talks about I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. You know, we try to act like, you know, we try to tell new people like you're going beside some curtain. You know what I mean? With the steps, like you're going to float when you come from back there. I got a different kind of recovery. All I made a decision to do was live right and tell the truth to the best of my ability. That's the decision I made. But you make a decision to put some money in the bank and then go in there and try to get it. See, this is the easiest way my sponsor explained the third step to me. It's just this simple. Your name, Ricky? Ask me to pass you this book, Ricky. Just say, pass me the book. I'm working on it. Tell me to pass you the book. Ask me to pass it to you. Follow some simple direction. Now, we're going to start all over again. This is how simple. Well, maybe that's too much for you right now. No, that's all right, Ricky. That's all right. That's all right. Maybe a little too much. I understand. What's your name? Come here, Tammy. Right there, cool. Now, this is how simple my sponsor made the third step for me. Ask me to pass you this book. I'm working on it. Ask me to pass you the book. It's a process. Tell me to pass you the book. See, my sponsors say the sooner you get into some action, the sooner you're going to see some results. As long as you're talking about you working on it, it's a process. You're just in the talking stage. So because you made a decision don't mean nothing going to change. Let's give Tammy a hand. Yeah. So what you got to do is you got to get into some action if you want to see some results. The action I had to get into was make a decision to make a beginning on the rest of the steps. Look, Brother Ben, the guy doing the taping over there. Stand up for a minute, Ben. I want the new people to know who he is right there. Look. It's been helping me in my recovery for a while. And listen, I was in New Orleans with him, and it was a Sunday, and the people was attacking him for the tapes. Oh, they was calling him everything. They called him, you know. Look, God done blessed me. I don't use profanity. My sponsor told me to respect the women and children inside the room of the Narcotics Anonymous, and somewhere along the line, I learned how to respect myself. God done removed the profanity from me. And listen, I'm not telling you you got to stop. I said I had to stop doing it. See, you can't call me no punk and then tell me you sorry. Because when you say you sorry, you just talking about your behavior. But I don't nothing come out to you but what's down in you. See, the only reason that stuff keep coming out because you keep keeping it down in you. Through the power that's embodied in the 12 steps, anything that I got a problem with can be arrested a day at a time. So that can be removed. Because y'all showed me my potential and my greatness. Y'all, by example. So in the fourth step, listen. See, all the steps do is help a person get better. Y'all new people. What if I'm standing up here and I tell my, my name Melvin, I've been clean 10 years, 9 months, and 20-something days, and I'm still sick. You be sitting there telling me, well, how long I got to be here before I get better? Because all two sick people can do is get sicker. It's about getting better one day at a time. If God allowed you to make it inside the room of Narcotics Anonymous, you are no longer sick, and quit saying that, because all action is born in thought. If you think sick, you live sick. God didn't bring you here to stay sick. He brought you here to get better. See, the reason the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting, because once you get here, you give us the opportunity to do God's will, and ain't nothing more important than that. Can I help you if I don't make a beginning on the 12 steps? Of course I can. But can I help you to recover? No, I cannot. That's why you're important, because I put myself in a position to make a beginning on the 12 steps, so when you get here, I can help you to recover. If I didn't make a beginning on the 12 steps, the only thing I can help you with when you got here, I can help you stay in a condemned building. I can help you stay dirty, nasty, greasy, and funky. I can help you eat out the garbage, and I can help you keep using. I didn't know nothing about helping you learning how to live. That's only through getting a sponsor and make me get on the 12 step that God put me in a position to be available to help you. That's why you're important, because we got to make a beginning on the 12 step that we be in position to help you to recover when you get here. You don't need to know all them little, you know what I'm talking about? Because when I got here, ooh, I was a hot mess. I was saying, you know, all kind of crazy stuff, doing all kind of crazy stuff. And listen, I'm going to tell you something about the people in Narcotics Anonymous. These same people, this is what they do. Look, Pete, they'll tell you, they say, "Ooh, Lord have mercy, I'll be glad when you get a sponsor. Ooh, I'll be glad when you start getting better." And then when you start getting better, the same people, "Oh, yeah, you think you know everything. Now he think he missed the N.A." Same people. So my sponsor told me, he said, "Listen, don't get caught up in what about people say about you. Don't get caught up with people judging you. Don't get caught up about people talking about you. Because the opinion of people can't compare with the power of God." You know what? And I do this everywhere, you know, if I'm allowed the opportunity to speak. Check this out. I think it's something very vital and important. And I don't be trying to be like different, but I think, you know, I've been going to conventions. I went to my first convention in 1995, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so grateful for people like Glendora and Ben and Mustafa and Pete that done laid the footprints for people like us to follow and to get better and to try to help people, because that's what this is about. And you know what? As long as I've been going to conventions, I ain't never seen a workshop that say why it's important for the men in Narcotics Anonymous to respect the women in Narcotics Anonymous. I've never been to a workshop that said how important it is for members of Narcotics Anonymous to respect their kids and other members' children. I've never been to a workshop that says how important it is to respect the men of Narcotics Anonymous. See, because all the men in Narcotics Anonymous deserve a hand, because listen, we the only one can erase your past. We the only one can erase your past. You can't go and meet, go down to that restaurant down there in the corner, sit with, just find a man that ain't a member, sit down with him and tell him about the things you used to do and watch what happened. He might sit down with you and say, "Hey, how you doing? You know, I just had the urge to talk to somebody. Let me tell you what I used to do." He said, "Is that right?" But don't let him hold you hostage because of your past. Now, I got a little time, and I'm finna talk about relationship. I'm gonna show you something real important. The new people, give me six women and six men up here right quick. Six men, six women. They say, "Now he was doing fine. What is he up to now?" Come on, I want you to stand right here. Now, the reason I did this is because if you ever been somewhere I spoke, I like to get people involved, because this is about the weed. It ain't about me. Now, check this out. We talking about relationships now. And I'm going to go from here all the way to there. Tell me it's time to stop. We're going to talk about relationships. Look, they new people. But we old people do this too. Just like he just meet her. When he meet her, them all her issues. When he meet her, them all his issues. And my sponsor told me that I came in the room with a bad case of untreated addiction, unaddressed character defect, and unresolved issues. And the reason that we can't have healthy relationships with each other, because when he... when he meet her, you, go on, get back down that end. See? When he leave her alone and he get with her, this is what's happening. Every time, soon as she remind him of her, or her, he don't want to be bothered with her no more. So she adds to the chain. Now, you.
Now, as soon as he meets you, right? Same thing happens. Whenever them issues come up, or you remind him of them issues, he don't want to be bothered with you no more. Same way with her, getting in front of him. You. Turn around. Now, turn around and face him. Now, soon as she meets you, but whenever those other issues come up, she don't want to be bothered with you no more. So you come here. Then she meet him. Turn around and face him. Then she meet him. Soon as any of them issues come up, she don't want to be bothered with him no more. Then he gets attached. And that's the baggage. Okay, all y'all can sit down. Get in my hand. And that's the baggage that we bring into relationship. That be the untreated addiction, the unaddressed character defect, and the unresolved issue. This is why the steps were so important. See, my sponsor told me in order for you to be with a recovering person, you got to do 6 things. I say, well, what is that? He said a man got to love a woman beyond her behavior, beyond her mistakes, and beyond her defects. He got to learn how to sacrifice, commit, and be responsible. I said, why I got to love her beyond her behavior? Because she going to do some things, Melvin, that you're probably not going to like, but in order to be with her, you're going to have to embrace her. But why I got to love her beyond her defects? Because you're going to find out in step 6 and 7 that you don't have the power to change her. The only person God gave you the power to change is yourself. If you want an honest woman, be an honest man. You want a good woman, be a good man. You want a responsible woman, be a responsible man. Because we lead by example. Well, why has I got to love her beyond her mistakes? Because we have frailties and fallacies. We're allowed by God to make them and not by humans. Well, why has I got to commit? Because now you can't look. You can't make a decision. If you got a woman and she got 3 kids... then now you got to make a decision based on you, her, and the 3 kids. Ain't no stepchildren in here unless you want to step away from your responsibility. When you embrace the women, you embrace the kids. Quit acting like your kids is invisible. Tell them your name and you got 3 kids. Because that's why you got to learn to commit. You got to make a decision now, a family decision. That's why the 4 step 4 through 7 is important. That's why 8 and 9 is getting correct with other people is important. That's why step 10, taking a personal inventory. That's why 11, you need your conscious contact with God. That's why 12, you need to get outside yourself and know how to interact with another human being. It ain't about me no more. If I get with a woman with 3 kids, I make family decisions now. I'm committed to making a family decision. Me, her, and the 3 kids. If I get ready to go get another chain, I need to see what do the house need? What do the family need? What do the children need? That's why I got to commit. Well, why have I got to sacrifice? I might want to buy something for me, but our kids might need something. Why I got to be responsible? Because you're not College Anonymous. Good chance you don't know how. But if you learn how to be responsible, take the word, then you'll learn how to respond instead of react. But you women need to start asking some simple questions. Why do you like me? Simple question. No, you 2 days tell me I'm in love. Hey, Glendora, what you tell me? That can't be possible, baby. I'll tell y'all about that later. Look. Look here. So you understand? Ask some simple questions. Why do you like me? Why do you love me? Do you have a job? Do you have a job? What plans do you have for me and my children? What do you want besides the coochie? Real simple. Because listen, if you want to know if a person loves you, you know how you know you're in love? When a person, look, when their feelings is just as important to you as it is to them. When you care just as much about their pain as they do. When you care just as much about how they feel as you care about your feelings. You understand? I'm talking about, listen, you know, if you get in front of somebody and you say, I can't stand Kim.
Why you think God put Kim in front of you? You don't need no help with what you're all right with. You need to learn how to deal with what you can't stand.
See, listen. If you take these three things with you, you'll never fail in life. Communication, care, and commitment. See, if I meet a woman with three kids, I need to communicate to myself. Do you want to be with a woman got three kids, Mel? No. Do you care enough about this woman to tell her that and tell her the truth? This woman to tell her the truth? And am I committed to not hurting and harming nobody? Will I tell her the truth? Look, let me tell you something. You have to ask yourself if you're in here plotting or planning. See, people in Narcotics Anonymous, they plot to destroy your life. People that's planning their life, they plan to create and build it. People that's plotting, they plot to harm you. They're not going to tell you the truth. But people that's planning, they plan to heal you from the harm. See, they plan to heal you from the harm. People that plot, they plot to hurt you. But people that plan, they plan to help you from the hurt. See, whenever you make a decision with a woman that's got children, you can't just make a decision to deal with her and the kids. You got to make a decision to deal with her, the kids, and Pookie and Ray Ray, too. You got to make a relationship with the baby's daddies. Because contingent on how she treat the baby's daddy is how she going to treat you. If she got a bad relationship with the baby's daddy, she going to have a bad relationship with you. See, untreated addiction, the most obvious components of addiction is obsession and compulsion. Untreated addiction is the behavior I learned before the dope and the behavior that the dope enhanced. I was stealing long before I started using. The only difference between before I started using, it mattered who I stole from. Once I start using, I didn't care who I stole from. See, we're talking about untreated addiction. Now, you have people tell me, they say, well, Melvin, I know about untreated addiction, unaddressed character defect. What are unresolved issues? Everybody that's got a child, stand up. If you're a parent, you got a child, stand up. Now, if you're not with the man or woman that you had the child with, sit down. Them unresolved issues. Because I'm telling you, before I made the beginning on the step, every time I got angry at a woman, I didn't see her. I seen my children's mother. And everything I wanted to take out on her, I took out on that sister. But once I made the beginning on the step, I found out that it was me. You hear people in the meeting, well, you know, I got issues. That's what issues mean. It's you. So I had to learn how to deal with my, I had to get better. I had to learn, you understand me, that listen, look, if you put a baseball in my hand, baseball bat, that baseball bat might be worth $16. Put that same baseball bat in Sammy Sosa's hand, it's worth $16 million. You put a basketball in my hand, it might be worth $24. Put that same basketball in Michael Jordan's hand, it's worth $30 million. I don't know what this is worth to the average person, but when you put it in an addict's hand, it's priceless. Same way with you women. Y'all got a priceless gift. But you got to know what it's worth in order for men to respect its value. You got to quit letting other people dictate to you what you're worth. Quit getting in the mirror talking about, do I look good enough for him now? Start asking, is he good enough for you? See, you men, quit getting in the mirror talking about, do I look good enough for her? Start asking, is she good enough for you? Because you can't go to the doctor talking about, well, you know something, doctor, I suffer from low self-esteem. He ain't got no medication for it. You the only one that can increase and decrease your self-esteem. And it's good. Because listen, ain't nothing no greater in the world than going home or having somebody in your life that you love. Let me tell you something. Look, I'm talking to the women right now. If a man hit the lottery and gave you all the money, he's not giving you one-tenth of what you give him when you give him yourself. If a man had a jewelry store and gave you all the diamonds, he's not giving you one-tenth of what you give him when you give him yourself. If a man owned this community and gave you all the property, he's not giving you one-tenth of what you give him when you give him yourself. I know it's a man said, well, you better explain that now. Because listen, if he gave you the money, the diamonds, and the property, he giving you something that was created by man. If you give him yourself, you giving him something that was created by God. You can't compare that. You got the ability, you got the greatest gift in life. You got the power to carry and bring forth life. That's more important than anything on earth. Anything that you can see right now, big as this convention center is. If God hadn't let this idea pass through a woman, it would never be here. If God hadn't let the idea of Narcotics Anonymous, you understand, come through a woman, we wouldn't be here tonight. So we got to learn how to respect the gift, because the gift is from God. Now I know some men sitting there, say, all he up there doing now trying to impress the women. Well, let's look at it from your point of view. When you going to join me? Because listen, it's about having healthy relationships. See, the reason you women are always going to the meeting wanting to share, I got untreated addiction, unaddressed character defects, and unresolved issues. You understand me? You're dealing with an unhealthy man, but you're trying to get a healthy relationship. It ain't going to happen. You need to listen to people. I done knocked women out, every woman I've been with. She's talking about, now you heard him say that he knocked women out. Oh, girl, I can change that. And we think we can fix everything. She done cut every man's throat she been with. Oh, I fixed that. We need to listen to people. And then you women need to think about, I'm telling you something, you better watch who you take around your kids, because I might not like you. I might like your daughter. I might not like you. I might like your little boy. You better watch the people that you bring around you, because we suffer from the disease of addiction. We talking about obsession and compulsion, and I don't know what area it might be in. I want somebody healthy around my son. I'm not going to bring no anybody around my son. And you might not like it, but Mustafa was talking about the truth. Let me tell you something about the truth. The truth is a marvelous mechanism, because it has the power as well as the ability to always hit its target. So listen, if you're uncomfortable, that's good. Now you know the area you need to make a beginning on. Because listen, I'm talking about it's just that serious inside the room to not call us anonymous. We need to know who we're dealing with. We the same people that was out there. Because look, you bring your kids. Kim, take me home and tell my children, this is Melvin. They say, yeah, okay. Because kids have survival skills and defense mechanisms. You understand what I'm saying? They know your pattern better than you do. They want to know how long is he going to be here. Because kids by nature want the best for their parents. They want the best for their mother by nature. They want to know how long you going to be here. How you going to treat my mother? How you going to take care of my mother? Is you going to be a man to my mother? And men, listen, you need to quit thinking that you got to understand, look, you ain't got to buy and compromise your principles, your morals, and your values in here. Women have to accept us for who we is. Because the bottom line, we all we got. That's the bottom line. We all we got. I'm talking about, listen, man, we need to start respecting and treating each other with respect. It's important how we treat the kids. It's important the examples that they see. It's important that they see recovery. Let your kids go to a meeting and share about you instead of you sharing about yourself. Let your next door neighbor share about you. Because as Glendora was talking about, it's all in how you live. It said the proof of this program is seen in the way we live. It's important that they see our fingerprints, that they see our footprints. Look what it say right here, page 61. It works. How and why? It say, when we are confronted with our character defects, either by our own insight or by someone we have hurt. So you can see my ears right now, but I can't see them. So you're going to always be able to see something about me that I can't see. It says we begin by taking complete responsibility for our action. We don't avoid responsibility by saying something like, well, God hasn't removed that defect yet, or I'm powerless over my defect, and that's just the way I'm going to be. We accept responsibility for our behavior, good, bad, or indifferent. We no longer have our drug use or our ignorance as an excuse to be irresponsible. You know what? If you knew, please keep coming back. Because it's important. Because a lot of times, I'm talking about two people sitting right here. A lot of times, ain't nobody going to see no basic text. They're not going to see no meeting. They're not going to see no convention. They're not going to see no IP pamphlet. Only thing that they're going to see, the only hope they're going to have is you. See, you ain't sitting in here for yourself. God done put you in here so you can be some hope for somebody that's dying. Don't make me call you up here, Spence. So the only thing that they're going to see is you. That's why it's important. I always end like this. I'm done. But I'm telling you, for his relationships, I'm telling you, they're very important. You know what I'm saying? How we treat the women and how the women treat us. That's important. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, when you go home, write down 10 things that you want out of a relationship and have her write down 10 things. And when you come out the room, if you got 20 different ideas, then you got 20 things that y'all can work on and grow at together. Because look, that's what's important. Why do you think, you understand, it's all about solutions? I don't eat pork. Does that mean I can be with a woman that eat pork? Yes, I can. We just get two skillets, real simple. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about solution. You know what I'm talking about? It's learning about how to deal with whatever she's going through and whatever she come with. See, when you got a relationship and somebody tell you, you with Kim, ooh, let me tell you, I don't want you to tell me nothing. I don't care who she was. All I'm concerned with is who she is today, and I want to thank God he allowed me to be with her. That's the only thing that's important. Anything else I need to know, she'll tell me. Anything I need for her to know, I'll tell her. Because if God ain't in it, it ain't going to work no way. So, this is how I end. In this electrifying age, you have men as well as women racing into this life without complete knowledge of where they're going or what the ends will be. When riches seem to be the only pursuit to be obtained anyway and at any cost. When selfishness, avarice, greed, and lust dominates your very being. And when humanity in general is left at the mercy of those who have no mercy in them, like practicing addicts. Then it is truly wonderful and astounding to see one come into this mad human drama for the sole purpose of saving humanity. Losing sight on those things worldly and yielding absolutely to a cause higher than has ever yet been obtained. This is the purpose of Narcotics Anonymous coming as it does to carry a message to the addict who still suffers. Everything God put life in got an aim and a purpose. Your aim was to get clean. What is your purpose in life? Don't worry about what nobody got to say about you, because the opinion of people can't compare with the power of God stay here long enough for God to reveal your purpose. I keep coming back.